rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blizzard, and beat upon the hill, the house, and it fell not from it, was found upon a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine, that does them not, shall be likened unto a full man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the hill, upon the house, and it fell, and a great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people which established in his doctrine, and he taught them as one he had authority, and not as the scribes. Hebrews 9:27.
Yep. Bless you, Lord.
And as it appointed unto the man once to die, but after that the judgment. Philippians 2:10-11. That at the name of the Lord every knee shall bow, and the knee shall bow in heaven and earth, and the things under the earth. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of the God the Father. Thank you, God, for this opportunity to preach your word one time. Please, God, and bring the Holy Ghost down on me to do your will. Please, God, help me. I can't do nothing without you. Without move freely about the building. If there's one that's lost, let them.
Yes, Lord.
Come to know you. What? Yep.
Bless you.
Can't do nothing about you. There's some of us lost, like you said to Samuel. You look us on the heart. Please, God, let them stop running and surrender to you. All the things I said today in Jesus' name. Amen. Reference verses. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seems right unto man, but the end of thereof are the ways of death. Matthew 10:28, and fear not that which kill the body, but are able to kill the soul, but rather fear him. Amen. Which is able to destroy the body and the soul in hell. Luke 12:5, but I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power of to cast into hell. Yet I say unto you, fear him. Revelation 20:15, and here is what's found written in the book of life, was cast in hell a fire. Psalms 5:5, the fool shall not stand in the sight that hast all works iniquity. Matthew 13:50, and shall cast them into hell, into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 25:41, then shall he say also unto them on the left, depart from me, ye shall curse into everlasting fire, prepare for the devil and his angels.
Right.
Mark 43:48, and if thou hand the fin, you cut it off. If it is better to enter into life mingled than having to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Where the worm dieth not, the fire is not quenched. And if their foot offends you, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life than having 2 feet to be cast in hell and into the fire that never shall be quenched. Where their worms dieth not, the fire is not quenched. And if their eyes offend you, pluck it out. It is better to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell of fire. Where their worms dieth not, the fire is not quenched. Luke 13:25-28. When once the master of the house is risen and has shut the door, but ye begin standing with and knock at the door, the Lord saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he said, shall answer and say, I know you not what you are. Then shall begin just to say, have we eaten and drank in thy presence, and hath taught in our streets? But he say, I tell you, I know you not worth you, but depart from you all, workers of iniquity. Therefore be wicked and gnashing teeth, where you shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourself thrust it out. 2 Peter 2:4, for if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them into hell, and delivered them into the chains of darkness, to reserve them unto the judgment. Revelation 14:11, and the smoke of the torment ascended forever and ever, and have no rest, day or night, who worship the beast of his image, who receive the mark of his name. Revelation 19:20, and the beast was taken with his false prophets that wrought miracles before him, with which he decided them that have received the mark of the beast and them that have worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Revelation 20:14, and the death of hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, abomination, murderers, whoremongers, and scoffers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 16:6-11, for thou hast shed the blood of saints and prophets, and they hast given them blood to drink, and they are worthy. And I heard another one at the altar, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are the judgment. And a fourth angel poured a veil upon the sun, and poor power was given unto the scarred men with fire, and were scalded with great heat, and blaspheming the name of God, which has the power over the plagues, that repent not to him, give him glory. And the fifth angel poured his veil upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was fulfilled of darkness, and guarding their tongues from me, and blessing the God of heaven because of their pains, of their sores, and repent not of their deeds. The subject I want to focus on is hell and the judgment.
Right.
There will be no altar in hell, no place to pray. There will be no forgiveness in hell. It's a judgment for sins. There's no salvation in hell. If they last in it, it's too late.
Yep.
As soon as somebody died today, and lifted up their eyes in hell. Luke 16:23, and in hell he lifts up his eyes,
and
being tormented and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. A nation that forgets God goes to hell nationally. Psalms 19:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25:41. Then shall he say also to them, blessed depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and angels. Hell and destruction are never fail. Proverbs 27:20. Hell is a destruction all are never full, so the eyes of men are never satisfied. Hell is not an unlearned sentence of judgment. Judges 1:7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities, and therein like manner given them over to fornication, and going after their strange flesh, and set forth an example of suffering and vanity of eternal life. Hell is bad. Matthew 13:42. And shall cast them into a furnace fire that will be reeling and gnashing of teeth. Hell isn't for a little while, it's forever.
Amen.
Revelation 14:11. The smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever, and they have no rest, nor day or night, worship the beast of his image, whoever received the mark of his name. Revelation 20:10. And the devil has descended with, was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and his false prophets shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. You have a choice, heaven or hell. Matthew 17:7-13:4. Enter into the straight gate, for wide is broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, or many there be, which goes in threat. Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way, right, which leadeth unto life. Few there be that find it. There is a second death, thus they will go to hell. Revelation 20:14. And the death and hell were cast into a lake of fire. There is a second death. Revelation 20:21a. But the fearful, unbelieving, abomination, murderers, warmongers, scoffers, idolaters, and all liars shall be have their part in the lake which burneth with fire, brimstone, which is the second death. When the books are opened, there will be a judgment from God.
Yep.
Revelation 21:12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And dead were dead, which in them, and the judgment of every man according to their works. 2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one that may receive the things they done in the body according to he hath done, whether it be in good or bad. Isaiah 33:22. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. God is a good judge. Example. A judge hears a case about a guy stole something from another man. There's proof of his crime. He's guilty. The judge lets him go because he's a good man. Before the crime happened, is this a good judge? No, he's based on the man's goodness above the crime he is guilty of. A good judge would have charged the man with his crime because he is guilty. People will go to hell. Everybody who's not saved, maybe you're riding on a parent's or grandparent's salvation, believing this is enough, or maybe you were raised in church, relying on family traditions to get you to heaven. It's based on this will work. Salvation is personal between you and Jesus. It's your sin.
Amen.
Your accountability for your you must be born again. Why people go to hell? They won't repent. Mark 1:15. And saying the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand, and repent ye and believe the gospel. They won't believe. John 16:64. But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who would believe not and who would betray him. They won't give up flesh nature. Revelation 13:14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make your provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Therefore give up their addiction. They won't give up their addiction. 1 Thessalonians 5:6-7. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let them us watch and be sober.
Right.
For they have sleep in the night, and they be drunk or drunkard in the night. Listen to the devil, lies there. You are not worthy. Isaiah 41:43:1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he hath formed thee, O Israel, fear him, fear not. For I have redeemed thee, and I called you by name, thou art mine.
Amen.
God created you, he wants you to be his. 1 Corinthians 6:20.
Yep.
For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify
Amen.
God in his body and your spirit, which are God's. And lastly, thank the things that they've done. Jesus can or won't forgive. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. Who will face the judgment? Everybody, you and me. Matthew 25:32-33. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, and a shepherd dividing his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left. There is two judgments. Saved people will be at the adversary of Christ.
Yep.
2 Corinthians 5:10. For we must appear before the adversary of Christ, everyone receiving things, whether it's good or bad. Lost people will be at the great throne. Revelation 21:15. And I saw a great throne, and his that sits on it, from whosoever's face the earth and heaven flew away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books are open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. The dead were judged of those things which they were written in the book according to their works. And the seas gave up their dead, which is in it. And the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And the dead in hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. There will be some people in hell that don't believe heaven, it was their home. They based their salvation on words, and he will take your heart and stone and give you a new one. Please, today, is there some day of salvation you don't know have to go to hell? There is a God in heaven.
Amen.
He wants to be your Lord.
Yep.
Of life. I deserve to be in hell with my back broke, but God called my name one day and he said,
yeah,
do you know my son Jesus?
Praise
friend
God.
If you don't know him, this Jesus, I ask you to give him a try.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, brother.